The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production. Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Blah-da-dee, 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 blah-da-dee. What's good, everybody? How you doing? Hope you're enjoying your day. It's me, Z. Thank you so much for tuning in and clicking that like button, that play button. You can find us online in Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, pretty much every freaking social media platform that's out there. All you got to do pretty much is Google us. You'll find Disruption Network and home base, disruptionnetwork.net. Got to thank the sponsors because if not for them, this wouldn't be possible. Got to thank Utica Coffee. Wake the hell up. Utica, wake the hell up world at wakethehellup.com. Also, EJA Moving. When you're ready to move and relocate, hit up EJAMoving.com. Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Mention the D, $250 off any vehicle purchase at Nye VW of Rome. And of course, thank you to our friends over at the Saranac Brewery. Yeah, now that the weather finally is broke in upstate New York, because it rains like every day, and then if it's not raining, it's snowing, and it's always freaking cold. But anyways, what I'm getting to is summer is upon us, and that means one thing. One thing to me, it means summer concert season is here. So many great shows coming to the area. We can do a whole nother podcast, and we will, about all the great shows that are coming up to Central New York. But one thing I'm super excited for, Almond Betts Band at the Stanley Theater. It's happening June 15th. And check that show out. Opening act, Jane Lee Hooker. Plenty of tickets available. And you can check out the Stanley's website for more information. I had a chance recently to talk to Dwayne Betts from the Almond Betts Band. And you can check out my interview in just a few minutes. Thank you again so much for tuning in. Make sure you click the like button on Facebook over at Disruption Network's Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and all those damn social media platforms. You know where to find us. Thank you so much for listening. And check out my interview I had with Dwayne Betts. You guys are out on the road right now, right?
Yeah, no, we were just in Texas. We did four shows in Texas, and then we were in this leg actually started in Mississippi, and we did we went through New Orleans, and then we worked our way up to some kind of Midwestern plain states, and then down through Texas, and now we're in New Mexico.
Man, it's been a busy year for you guys, man. How's the tour going so far? Are you guys out there raising a little hell? Are you guys having a little fun on the road, or is it just strictly business?
Yeah, we're having a great time, man. The band's playing great. I mean, it's a new band, and so there's a lot of, you know, there's growth, and you know, we bring new tunes in, and then, you know, we work on stuff and work on the feels and the grooves, and you know, things change from night to night, and that's the kind of the beauty of playing this kind of music is, you know, you can play the same tune and every night it's different.
Every night it's different, man. The beauty of playing in like an improvised type of band, is that correct by saying that you guys improvise a lot?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's fair to say.
Experimental, if you will, right?
Yeah, I mean, not everything needs to be, you know, some long out times, you know, and it's cool to really stretch certain things out and then have something that's really kept in that day, you know, to real keep it really structured around the song. I mean, I think the contrast is cool. But yeah, we definitely aren't afraid to stretch out.
Right on, brother. I want to take it back a little bit. Childhood. I want to talk about you growing up. Besides playing music, what other activities were you into? Were you playing sports? You were sitting around watching movies? What were you doing as a kid?
I like going to movies a lot. I really enjoy going to movies. I had a cool group of friends in my neighborhood growing up, and we all the typical stuff that boys do, and we lived in water in Florida, so we did like the tests and go to there was an island nearby, and we go over the island and run around in the woods and stuff. And you know, I mean, I grew up fishing and camping and hunting a little bit with my dad, and then I got into playing music when I was really young. I wanted a drum set, so I was actually a drummer until I was about 13. Then I switched over to guitar, but I've always, you know, really been into music and discovering new music always wanted to play an instrument, whether it was drums at first, and then once I switched to guitar.
Nice. Are you still playing drums at all, or?
I sit down every now and then. No, I don't really play. I don't keep up with it, but I still, I'd like to think, even though I'm not what I would call a good drummer, because I'm so out of practice, I have, like, certain intangibles, like my feel is pretty good. Like, I kind of have some stuff that you only would get from playing drums, like just with rhythm and the way rhythm works and where you can sit in the pocket. I have like kind of a pretty good understanding of that and feel. So I think some of that comes from the drums.
Right on. That's the one thing I always tell people is that you could teach theory and you could teach an instrument, but the one thing you can't teach is the pocket. And by playing drums can definitely show you how to get inside that pocket, if you will.
Yeah, correct? I mean, I don't think you have to have... I mean, I think pocket is just pocket, understand and feel, but definitely right. there's some elements that help you out that you take from that you translate over to guitar that you might not have had the practice in. Prior to playing guitar, I think it helps.
Absolutely.
With just keeping time in general. But not that I'm like the perfect timekeeper, but but I do pretty good. I do the best I can.
Right on. You know, you guys took an interesting approach on recording your album. You recorded at the famous Muscle Shoals. Talk about your experience in recording there. Did you feel like your body was being possessed, like something came over you when you were hanging out at Muscle Shoals?
Because
all the vibes, the energy in that place, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. It was just once we got going, I mean, there's always a little bit of, like, for me, I was really excited, obviously. Firstly, I was so excited about doing that, but obviously, I knew we were going to go for live performances, you know, the band's playing live, which is what we all wanted to do. I mean, Devin and I had spoken about it, and I was really happy to hear, you know, we were on the same page about that stuff. But also, I know, with my past experience, sometimes it can be really... sometimes it can be a little more difficult to capture a long kind of jam performance of like a live performance if you're in a room and everybody's like, you know, the drummer, you can't see the drummer, and the, you know, this guy's over in this end of the room, and you got one headphone on and one headphone off, and you know, I mean, it's just basically not the same as playing on stage in front of an audience. So I had a little bit of wondering about, like, oh man, are we going to be able to capture, you know, something like we'd be able to capture on... Once we got into it and started getting takes and you know, listening back and being like, wow, that sounds really good. And then we went to the song, Autumn Breeze, that's on the record, and that has like a pretty long expansive jam section in the middle. And we got to like the, I think it was like the third take or the fourth take or something like that. And it was, you know, Matt, our producer, Matt Rusbang, just said, you know, I think that's it. And once we got that, I mean, it was like a huge weight off of my shoulders, just to, like, because I was just concerned about whether I was going to be able to really deliver the way that you would if you were playing on stage and you didn't even know you were being recorded, you know, that sort of thing. But as far as the direction of it, recording in Muscle Shoals, I mean, it's just such a historic place. And it's a great place. It's a magical place. And so much great music has been recorded at MSS as well as Fame. We want to record there. And then, of course, there's like that adds to the story when you say, well, where's the record recorded today? Well, it was recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound, you know, and then it's like, oh, wow. And then you talk about that. So, and then, you know, we went straight to tape.
Which is amazing.
Which is really cool. So we weren't like moving around stuff. And I mean, it's not 100%. It's a lot of live performances. I would say I redid the vast majority of my vocals. Probably kept some. Devin kept quite a bit of his vocals. He might have gone in and done some, but. And then there was a couple little guitar things that I thought I could do better. No, we're really proud of it. You know, it's mostly the majority of it's live. I think it's just a representation of a snapshot of where the band was on that week, you know, of us getting together, some of the tunes we had played live, some of the tunes we never played. So we had to work them up and okay, let's start recording. And so that's what you get, you know, from the record. And I think it's, it captured the essence of that, you know, fully. We did it in like 6 days.
It's 6 days. So, wow.
Yeah. So we had, which isn't, you know, I mean, we only had that much time. I mean, it's not like we could have, well, we don't get it. We can like buy like 3 more days and stay here longer. I mean, we had a tour to start right after that and in Arizona. So the bus had to leave to give enough time to get to the gig and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I know Devin has done a lot of his records like that, where he just goes in for a week and gets it. So he was just all excitement. And that's a great thing about Devin is he's real. He's a go-getter, and he was just all excited and as we all were. I did have a little bit more, because I'd never been in that position where, you have to do like 9 songs like in 6 days or whatever. So I was a little more concerned about it, but I just thought, well, if we don't get it, we'll come back and get the last bit of it. But we got it all, so it was a really, really fun experience, and everybody played great on it, and we're just really excited for everybody to hear it.
Nice. I'm on the phone with Dwayne Betts from the Almond Betts Band. You can check them out at the Stanley Theater June 15th here in Utica. Now, Dwayne, with the ever-growing family tree of the Almond Brothers, have you guys ever thought about doing like a family festival or a family compilation CD type of thing?
Well, we're doing, Devin has his thing, the Almond Family Revival, actually, that we did the first one he asked me to be a part of, and that was before we had even started touring together last year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, last year we toured together, but I was the opening act for his band, and then I would sit in with his band. But now we're in a band together, and we have a record together, so it's a completely different thing than last year. But even before that, the first thing that we did together was the Almond Family Revival, which actually was, I don't know if you're aware of this, you probably should be aware of it, but it was held at the Fillmore, and it was held on Greg's birthday, December 8th.
Yep.
And then so this year, well, I guess last year now, December 8th, 2018, was the second one, and that went really well. You know, it was sold out at the Fillmore. And then I think this year, we're definitely going to do another one, and maybe even more. I don't want to give away too many details about it because I don't think it's announced yet. But yeah, you'll be hearing about that.
I think it's amazing that you guys are carrying the flag of the Almond Betts name, and it can live on for decades and centuries to come.
And that's obviously so the theme of that is, the idea of that is to have a bunch of special guests. So I mean, a bunch of Marcus King and G Love and Luther and Cody Dickinson and Samantha Fish and Jimmy Hall, and I mean all of those people were there. So you know, this year we'll get some of those folks, and then maybe some other folks to join that haven't done it yet.
Dwayne, I would love to see down the road a Tedeschi Trucks Almond Betts tour. You think that could be in the stars down the road sometime?
Well, we would be honored. I think it could happen, definitely, absolutely. I think, you know, we're obviously a very new band, and we haven't even put our first record out yet. So and we're doing really well. So, yeah, we'll just see what happens. We'll just keep working and get that record out and do those dates and maybe on down the road a little bit we'll do some dates together. That would be fantastic.
Excellent, excellent. Summer festival season is upon us. I know you're playing a bunch of festivals. Do you expect any sit-ins? Maybe Lock-In. I know Lock-In's a big festival that you could expect a lot of sit-ins. You got any plans for that?
Well, we're sitting in Devin, and I know I can announce it because it's on the flyer. Devin and I are sitting in with O'Teal at Lock-In.
Nice.
And Bob Weir, I think, is joining him for that set as well. So that's obviously a major honor for us. I don't know if we'll be on stage with Bob, but I think Bob might be up with him the whole set. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm pretty thrilled about that.
No doubt. Is there a wish?
We just it's funny you mention that, because we just sat in with Los Lobos at Caboo in Texas, Caboo, Texas, which was held outside of Dallas. So yeah, that was really awesome. We played a couple tunes with Los Lobos, and they're actually like royalty. So
absolutely. Do you have like a wish list of people you'd like to play with down the road?
I mean, I have so many. I mean, I'd like to play with Mark Knopfler, Keith Richards.
Nice.
Those are a couple of guitar players that, I mean, I just, you know, he's not like, I just, he's one of my favorites. He's not my favorite guitar player per se. I mean, I love his playing, the way he plays rhythm, and I love his style, but he does his thing, and he's a stylist, and that's, but I mean, just as far as his whole the way he looks at music and the way he puts a band together, the way he looks at recording, you know, and in a room, and obviously the songs he's written and stuff, that, you know, so he's probably one that I would like to meet and just have a little jam with, you know, in a room, you know, in a garage or a warehouse or in a bar or something, you know.
What could people expect on June 15th at the Stanley Theater? A mix of the classic Allman Brother tunes, some originals. Define exactly what you guys are doing night in and night out for people that don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say exactly what we're doing, but I mean, we're definitely going to play a lot of the record, and then if we'll probably play some classic. You know, we'll throw a few treats in there and have some of the stuff that we love playing from the Brothers catalog. And then we'll, you know, we've been doing, you know, I mean, we're not we're not confined. I mean, we do other covers too. I mean, if we just were in Texas and I was doing the Waylon, you know, I thought it would be good to do a Waylon song. So we were doing Bob Wills Is Still the King for all the Texas shows, and then now we're out of Texas, so we'll probably work something else up now, you know, or go back to one of the ones that we haven't played in a while because we worked on that one, in, you know, for the last week or so. So now we'll move that out and bring one of the other ones back in that we haven't played in like 3 weeks, you know, something like that. You know, I mean, we're trying to switch it up, but I mean, no one will be disappointed, you know, if they want to hear, you know, a few really, you know, a few things from the Brothers catalog. I mean, I don't think they'll be disappointed. So.
Very good. We're very excited for you guys to come entertain us June 15th. It's Father's Day weekend. Speaking of which, how's Dad's health?
He's good, man. He's good. He's been fishing a lot. But I think I know they're out. I know he's out. So he's out and about. He's on the boat and stuff. So that's good.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to June 15th, man. And thank
you
so much.
I am too. I'm literally looking forward to that show. It looks like it's going to be a really good crowd and
yep.
Spread the word and let's have fun.
Well, I could tell you, and not only because I work there, but I will tell you, it is a gorgeous theater, very old school looking, and it's beautiful inside. So we're going to have a great time,
man.
Great vibes in that place. So, and looking forward to you coming in there and entertaining all of us on June the 15th.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the Baseline.
Join the Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyvwofrome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up disruptionnetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by The Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at disruptionnetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.